We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I'm Brandon Kravitz, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. A lot of waiver wire and betting implications here with these injuries in the NFL. Let's start there. Thursday night football between the reeling Saints and the reeling Cowboys sees the Saints as 4.5-point home underdogs, according to the FanDuel Sportsbook. Over-under set at 47.5. The Cowboys are already without their head coach, Mike McCarthy, out this week on the reserve COVID list, and he's not alone. According to ESPN NFL reporter Adam Schefter, the Cowboys are up to 8 positives on their roster. Cowboys right tackle Terrence Steele, as well as 3 of their offensive coaches, are out for this game. Amari Cooper, who missed the last 2 games on the COVID list, is hopeful to return, although he was not a participant in yesterday's practice. His backup, Cedric Wilson, was also a no-go at practice. He missed time with an ankle injury. As for the Saints, a decision on who to go with at starting quarterback between Trevor Siemian and the do-it-all option of Taysom Hill is set to be made later today, so keep an eye on that. Hill will be tending to an injury, at least he has been for the last couple of weeks. He hasn't seen any game action since November 14th at Tennessee. Instead, he was available as an emergency option in weeks 11 and 12, but ceded every quarterback rep to Siemian in both of those contests. With the Saints in the midst of a 4-game losing streak, Peyton is preparing Hill to take over as the starter. But again, we'll find out definitively later today. Alvin Kamara was a limited participant in Tuesday's practice. Mark Ingram is going to step in and carry the load if Kamara has to miss another game. He's been out since week 9. In other NFL news, apparently Daniel Jones strained his neck during the Giants' Week 12 win against the Philadelphia Eagles. The injury now threatens his availability in the short term as the G-men head to Miami to take on the red-hot Miami Dolphins. As Jeff Stotts details in the NFL Injury Analysis article found at rotowire.com, Deebo Samuel could miss the next couple of weeks of action for the 49ers. The dynamic San Francisco wide receiver will not play on Sunday against Seattle. Samuel suffered a groin strain late in the team's win over Minnesota. Further testing has been performed, and while he is likely to miss a game or two, the problem isn't as severe as initially feared. Now, with Samuel out of the lineup, this sets up great for Brandon Ayuk. He's going to become the leading receiver for San Francisco in Samuel's absence. For the second straight season, Christian McCaffrey's year ends prematurely due to injury. McCaffrey suffered a sprained ankle in Sunday's loss to the Miami Dolphins. He was placed on injured reserve and is now out for the entirety of the season, a huge blow for fantasy managers everywhere. The Packers are on a bye this week, but Aaron Rodgers remains an injury concern. Rodgers has been playing through a fractured pinky toe and is considering surgery to address the problem. The winless Detroit Lions are expected to be without DeAndre Swift after he suffered a sprained shoulder against the Chicago Bears. Steelers tight end Pat Freiermuth is still waiting to clear concussion protocol, so we'll have to keep an eye on that one. For the latest NBA news, be sure to follow guys like Michael Spiro and Juan Carlos Blanco on Twitter. The Suns were able to take care of business at home last night against the 18-win Golden State Warriors, and they did so without Devin Booker for his full allotment of minutes. The sharpshooting guard played just 15 minutes, scoring 10 points and grabbing 2 boards before exiting the game. He's going to be further evaluated with a hamstring injury. Good news for the Orlando Magic. Their rookie guard, Jalen Suggs, has fractured his thumb, but it's not going to require surgery. So the Magic are going to reevaluate Suggs every 2 weeks, and he might not miss as much time as they originally suspected. LeBron James entered the COVID-19 protocols on Tuesday. He's expected to miss several games. Anthony Edwards, the exciting guard for the Minnesota Timberwolves, he's out Wednesday. He's questionable for Wednesday's game at Washington due to flu-like symptoms. Bam Adebayo is questionable for Wednesday's contest as the Miami Heat get set to take on the Cleveland Cavaliers. Adebayo nursing a sprained right thumb. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial at rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, that's rotowire.com/pod.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.